Do you know what day tomorrow is, the 17th of March? What day we call that? We call it St. Patrick's Day. And Patrick, we think of him with Ireland, but Patrick, he was not Irish. Patrick lived long, long ago, probably in the late 400s. And he lived on the island of Britain, which we now know as England and Wales and Scotland and all that. So we think he was probably actually lived in the part that now we call England. And when he was 16 years old, some pirates from Ireland came. And they came and they raided his family's house. His family was very wealthy. They were Roman citizens. The Romans, that was part of the Roman Empire back then. And the pirates came and they robbed his family and they took Patrick away as a slave. They took him away from his family and took him over to Ireland and made him work. Well, Patrick, his family was Christian. But Patrick at that time, he hadn't made Jesus his own in his own heart. Christianity was the religion of his parents. But after he was taken away as a slave, and he was made to watch sheep, and one night there was a terrible, terrible storm that was going on. And have you ever been scared in a storm? Yes, Patrick was terrified in the storm, and he just knew he was going to get struck with lightning and he was going to die. And that got him to start to thinking about the God of his parents. And so he decided to pray to God and ask him to help him to live through that storm, and then he would serve him. And Jesus did. Jesus spared him from that storm. And so Patrick started to make Jesus his own and have Jesus in his own heart. Well, Patrick, for several years, he was there as a slave. Can a slave just leave anytime they want to? No. Well, one night, Patrick had a dream, and there was a voice that told him, "Go, the ship is waiting for you." And so Patrick escaped, and he got out to the coast of Ireland, and there was a ship, and that ship was going back to England. So he made it back over to England to live with his parents again, and he still wanted to serve Jesus, and so he became a pastor. Well, Patrick then, he started to feel it really laid on his heart that he needed to go back to Ireland, because when he was a slave in Ireland, they didn't know Jesus over there. They still worshiped their gods, and they did terrible, horrible things to other people. And so he knew that God had laid that on his heart to go back and be a missionary to the same people that had stolen him away from his mom and dad. And so that is what Patrick did. And Patrick went back to Ireland, and he started to teach the people about Jesus. He even went back to the same exact people that stole him away. And he taught them about Jesus and how his God was more powerful than the gods that they'd been worshiping, who were just mean and cruel and terrible. But here was a God that loved them so much that he sent his son to come and die for their sins. And they accepted Jesus. And so Patrick, but you know something else about Patrick? Patrick was a Sabbath keeper. The Celtic church that he was a part of, they were part of the Roman Empire, so some things indicate that maybe one of Jesus' disciples called Simon the Zealot, he may have gone there. There's some indication, some people have said that maybe Paul himself had went to England and Britain over there. And maybe even Joseph of Arimathea, the man that gave his tomb to Jesus. All of those people may have gone over not long after Jesus died and started to tell those people about Jesus. So they knew about keeping the Sabbath. And the rest of the Europe, when they started keeping Sunday, things just hadn't trickled their way yet over to England. So Patrick was a Sabbath keeper. And so that's why, for St. Patrick's Day, that's why I'm wearing a green dress today, because that's what it was traditional for St. Patrick's Day. I do have a little bit of Irish in me, but all of us can think about Patrick and how he decided to serve Jesus even when it was hard. Do you think it would be hard to go back to the people that had stolen you away from your family? Yes. But because of Patrick, many, many people came to Jesus. And I see you're wearing a crown. Patrick's going to have many, many stars in his crown for all the people that he told about Jesus. Can we tell people about Jesus even when it's hard and when it's not hard? Yes. So let's remember St. Patrick and remember to tell other people about Jesus just like he did.